This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, who's been drafted into helping me explain a story that is completely unavailable for normal thinking. This is called Wagatha Christie in London. I will take a shot at it. The wives and girlfriends of famous footballers such as Wayne Rooney or Jamie Vardy are called wags in London. This is their term, W-A-G, large titles. And I guess they're like the wives of, and then name a place in American television. They're famous, and they go to all the football matches, and they're celebrated. Well, two of the most famous are Colleen Rooney, married to Wayne Rooney, former England captain, and Rebecca Vardy of Jamie Vardy, a high scorer, also a champion. They are tangled because Colleen Rooney alleges, in a fashion that resembles Agatha Christie, that Rebecca Vardy had been selling or conveying secrets from the Instagram, private Instagram app, to the media. Joe, I'm going to stop because I'm going to get lost if I go any further. This story dominates the headlines. You can attest to that. Does it make any sense to you about what this tells us about where United Kingdom is in its recovery from the virus or its worry about Ukraine war or the cost of living? Does this connect to anything in reality?
No, I will clarify that I do not fully understand the contours of this case either, although we should be clear, you know, from your introduction that really what's at stake here at issue in the trial that's going on right now is who demonstrated what. So, you know, there's sort of this allegation that one of them leaked or may have leaked at some point various social media posts, but there's also the suggestion that that has not actually been proven. And the other thing that I need to point out to listeners right at the start is that there is not a dog involved in this anywhere, which is a mistake that I made when I first heard this described as the Wagatha Christie scandal. And then I kept reading the reports wondering, when are they going to get to the dog? And they never did, because there isn't one. I mean, this is interesting because it sort of offers this glimpse to the public into the lives of these figures who are celebrities, who are quite famous and often show up in the pages of the newspaper. And I think that the media presentation of this has been that it kind of highlights the relationship between the media and some of these figures and how that relationship itself fuels their fame and their celebrity. And so I think from that perspective, it's kind of interesting. But there's also just the sense that it's kind of a luxury that we can now have the story after 2.5 years of a global pandemic and a war in Ukraine and Brexit and, you know, all the rest of it. And now we get to have one of these delightful celebrity stories about nothing. And maybe people are just luxuriating in that for a change.
I do note that it's on the front pages of the Times of London and the Telegraph every day with photographs. In addition, some of the critics come forward and tell us where the clothing comes from and how much it costs, and the shoes. I didn't realize the detail until I investigated some of these high fashion brands that are being displayed as the couples and their supporters arrive at court each day. Also of note, I believe, Joe, this is a law that in the United Kingdom can be applied that isn't here. Is that correct, that they're using language that's foreign to me?
Well, it is a libel case at the end of the day, because the suggestion is that one of them stated publicly that the other one was leaking, you know, personal details about her. And so the one who was accused of leaking that stuff, I think, is suing the other one for having libeled her. I mean, listeners might need to go home and draw themselves a flow chart to try to understand all of this when we're done. But it is the standard concept of libel law that's familiar in America, except that over here, there is much more scope for people who are celebrities to sue using this, because in America, we tend to have a much higher bar if someone is accused of libeling a, you know, quote-unquote public figure. And so I think that a case like this perhaps might not happen in the same way in America, only because of that exception. And so I think that that is kind of the legal difference between the two countries that allows something like that to happen over here.
And it is springtime, and one thing to celebrate. Queen Elizabeth makes surprise appearance at the Elizabeth Line opening. I like this story, Joe. I watched the video that accompanied it. The Queen looks splendid in yellow. Her youngest son was there. The Prime Minister was there, and there was lots of applause. This is encouraging. And Queen Elizabeth, now a senior figure in royalty everywhere in the world, is adored, as what I can tell, adored by her public. Is that this? But I'm on the other side of the Atlantic. Is that accurate, Joe? We have about a minute.
Oh, absolutely. And that warm feeling is finding a great deal of expression, because in a few weeks we'll be celebrating her 70th jubilee, which is the 70th anniversary of her accession to the throne. And, you know, already you can tell that there's a great deal of interest and excitement about this event, and a great deal of support and respect for her as a beloved national figure who really does tie the United Kingdom together despite all of the political turbulence and the pandemic that people have been through. And so I think there's a lot of excitement about the Jubilee this year, also as an opportunity for people to finally have a big national festival or celebration, particularly one that is centered on such an adored public figure.
Joseph Sternberg, helping me understand, or not, the Agatha Christie story, but straightforwardly, the Queen Elizabeth story doesn't require debate. Joe is with the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. He's based in London. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,